We've received a grant for just a little over $1 million from the National Space Biomedical Research Institute, which does this research for NASA.
Now, with you being a neurologist, I'm assuming that a lot of the work will have to do with effects on the brain.
That's correct. We've learned in the last 2 years or so that astronauts who are on the space station for a prolonged time, meaning about 3 to 6 months, are coming back with problems affecting the eye, and we think that it's related to changes in the pressure of the spinal fluid. And in particular, what we're seeing is development of swelling of the optic nerve and changes in their vision. And NASA needs a way to confirm whether there really are changes in the spinal fluid pressure up in space. And if we check spinal fluid pressure on Earth, for example, we can do that with a spinal tap, which is also called a lumbar puncture, but that's not practical in space. So NASA needs a way to monitor that pressure non-invasively, and our research is to help to validate two non-invasive methods that already exist against standard invasive methods of monitoring spinal fluid pressure, and that's what I do in my clinical program here at Sinai Hospital.
Can we maybe assimilate this to traveling in an airplane and pressure in a cabin?
No, it's really very different from that. It has to do with the weightlessness or microgravity in space. In fact, the air pressure inside the space station is exactly the same air pressure we have here at ground level. But the flow of spinal fluid throughout the brain and the spinal column actually is dependent on gravity. And because there is no gravity when you're in orbit or, say, you're on in a spacecraft on your way to Mars, it changes that. And we're believing that pressure actually increases in the astronauts and over a long period of time begins to exert its effects. But we don't know because nobody's ever had the chance to measure that pressure, and we need these non-invasive methods as a first step to understand what really is happening to them.
So we're talking spinal fluid and eye problems. How are the two connected?
Well, there's actually a disorder that I treat, and many patients have. It goes by the name of pseudotumor cerebri, and it's a disorder where the spinal fluid pressure is increased. In about 90% of patients, it causes swelling of the optic nerve, and in almost all patients, it's associated with headaches. And the greatest risk to patients is their vision, because, in fact, it can cause blindness if it goes untreated for too long. The astronauts are not coming back with blindness, but they are having some significant changes in their visual acuity, which means their focusing ability, and that has some influence on their ability to operate a spacecraft safely. So it's very much similar, we think, to a known disorder here on Earth, and this is a disorder that I've treated for many years, and I actually use measurement of the spinal fluid pressure to help to make that diagnosis.
All right, Dr. Williams, thank you for the update.
My pleasure. Thanks for your time.
All right, Dr. Michael Williams, the medical director of the Sandra and Malcolm Berman Brain and Spine Institute, the BSI, here at LifeBridge Health in Baltimore. Thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News.